tell me something good, it's all about the CMAs. And I think unanimously, we think this is the best thing that happened last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entertainer of the year, Keith Urban!
Baby girl, I love you so much. Thank you. I'm shocked beyond shocked. Our girls at home, Fief and Munchkin, I love you. Thank you for supporting Daddy and loving me through all of what I do. Same with you, baby girl. You make it all worthwhile. Everybody who voted for this, thank you so much. My band and crew, Chuck Hull, everybody out there. Above all, just God, I thank you so much for the blessings of this. I wish my dad was alive to see this, but I think he's watching over me tonight. And I just feel very, very blessed, very grateful that I get to do what I do. And thank you to all of you for coming out. And God bless country music. God bless you all. Thank you.
Yay! Obviously one of the biggest categories, but there was just something more special about it.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. And he and Nicole were sitting in the front row. And, you know, the camera's on all of the nominees. And it's the very last award. He hasn't won since 2005. So, his name pops up and then it goes away. He doesn't win this stuff anymore. And then when they said his name, he and Nicole both jumped. Like, it was absolute pure shock. You know, it was just such a genuine, surprising reaction and so humble and makes you just love them even more.
You know what? You have to, if you didn't see it, obviously you want to go back and see it. If you already saw it, go back and watch it again, because it really was a special moment.
And his performance was amazing last night, too. He did a new song called Never Coming Down, which is so good. It was great. Everything about last night was great. Oh, my gosh.
Short-term memory. Sprouts gift card on the line, and man, did the CMA start with a bang.
Hey, you remember last time when I accidentally revealed the gender of your baby?
I mean, who could ever forget hashtag Brad Blewett?
Tonight, we're going to reveal something even more exciting. Who the father is.
I know who
Mike,
the father is.
Mike, we're all rooting for you, buddy. What's your gut feeling here, Carrie?
I like Mike's chances.
Seriously, Carrie, give me a little baby hint.
No, it's not going to happen.
Johnny or June?
No, I'm not making the same mistake
twice. Keith and Nicole?
No.
Garth or Trisha?
No. I'm hormonal.
Tim or Faith? Georgia Tanner?
No.
Waylon or Willie?
Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense.
Sure it does. Waylon or Willie?
No.
Come on. We all want to know. Just tell us. I want to know.
No.
Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. Willie. It's a Willie.
Carrie Blewett. Hashtag Carrie Blewett.
Woo! We had boy in the baby pool. Did you?
Are you sure that's what that means?
That means
so
a boy.
Waylon's a girl?
Willie is a boy. By the way, short-term
memory. How do you know? I just want to know how you know.
Short-term memory is brought to you by the Franklin Institute. Vikings Beyond the Legend now open to the Franklin Institute for tickets. Visit fi.edu. Very cute moment. Very
it was.
Cool. Really
oh,
cool.
My gosh. And, I mean, everyone's going to be talking about Carrie Underwood today. Because, we know that she's having a boy.
Sure.
She did a very strong performance.
Yes.
She won Female Vocalist of the Year.
Yes.
And she is very, very pregnant.
Very, very pregnant. I mean, this could be a New Year's baby, the way it looked. I'm just saying.
Could be a Christmas, a Thanksgiving baby.
I don't think that would have been
smart for her, I don't think, if she's that close. But, she just looked, I feel like everything she did, everybody was just like, oh.
You know what,
so
though?
Sweet.
If anyone ever doubts that Carrie Underwood is a trooper, I mean, she
I
is
know.
A trooper,
yeah,
man. So
for
there
sure.
We go. 215-263-6700. Here comes a question. What kind of baby is Carrie having? 215-263-6700.
A giraffe. A baby giraffe.
Congratulations. Sprout gift card, Andy Summers. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to Donna.
Donna!
Here we go. Short-term memory. What kind of baby is Carrie having?
She's having a Willy.
She is having a Willy. What did you think about the show last night?
I loved it. I loved every part of it.
What was a highlight for you?
Keith Urban winning. Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I really liked the introduction with Brad and Carrie, though, because I was laughing my ass off while I was watching.
Those guys are a great team, man. There's a lot of chemistry up on that stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so
funny.
It was
awesome.
Well, congratulations. We're taking care of at least part of your Thanksgiving food bill, sending you over to Sprouts Farmers Market.
Nice. Thank you. And one thing, Andy.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get through since this, but my butter is always out.
You are the best.
You live dangerously. Okay. You live dangerously.
Yes, I do. Bye.
Thanks, Donna.
Frank and Andy, the XU Morning Crew, reliving the CMAs from last night. Yes, right away we found out that Carrie Underwood is having a boy.
Yay!
But a very touching moment in the beginning.
Yeah, Garth actually started the show.
I'm Garth Brooks, and on behalf of our country music community, I want to say that tonight's show is lovingly dedicated to the 12 individuals whom we lost far too soon just a week ago tonight at the Borderline in Thousand Oaks, California. Tonight, let's celebrate their lives. Let the music unite us with love and their enduring memory.
Aww. And they had a moment of silence.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is the father figure of country right now. But then, later on in the show, the moment we all were waiting for, just known by STM up to that point, he performed the song Stronger Than Me.
Every now and then she just wants me to hold her. Oh, but that don't mean she's weak. The fact you're unafraid to let your feelings show just means you're stronger than me.
Oh my God.
Not a dry eye in the house. Garth delivering what Garth does best. And that is genuine emotion.
And so he was up there on that stage by himself with his guitar. And then the spotlight was on him and Trisha, who's sitting in the front row. And I have to say, the only thing that was distracting to me was that you'd go from Garth, like, just pouring his heart out.
Oh, yeah.
And then to Trisha. And you're just waiting for the tears.
Oh, you know.
And every time they go to her, I'm like, no tears yet. No tears yet. And I thought, he's going to divorce you, Trisha Yearwood, if you do not cry during the song. They came.
Tearing up. And it was, I mean, what a moment. I mean, really, it doesn't get any more natural than that. Dramatic, natural, beautiful. The CMAs last night. Matter of fact, if you watched 215-263-6700, tell us your favorite part. In the meantime, today, you've heard the news. It's happening.
Is it happening yet?
It's coming. No.
It's not happening yet.
Oh.
Zach,
our weatherman, is it happening?
Look, no. Thank you.
Shaking your head doesn't work in radio. rain, sleet, snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. It's Kathy. Hi, Frank. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hey Kathy.
Good
Talk
morning.
To us about last night.
Okay, highlights. I'm agreeing, Keith and Nicole. How much cuter can you get than Keith and Nicole?
Yeah, Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year, but that wasn't what was cute, to see them look at each other and her to whisper in his ear, I love you so much. It's just adorable. It's just adorable. But the next one that nobody's really talking about, Mavis Staples rocked it.
Yes, so it was Mavis Staples along with Maren Morris and Chris Stapleton. Take a listen.
Looking at this woman that's 80-some years old, and she just was great. She was great. Well, anyway, overall, it was just fantastic. They were just my couple comments. Thank you. Thank you guys
great
for everything.
Review.
Love you. Love your show.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And just honorable mention, Group of the Year, Old Dominion, in their performance of Hotel Key.
Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Has Frank singing in the background.
I turned the mics down so nobody could hear me singing. I just love those guys. It's just been so amazing to watch how big they've gotten. I mean, this is what makes country music just so awesome.
It's fun. It is. You're right, because we get to see them from the ground up, right? Which is pretty cool.
They dressed pretty snappy, too. I want to get that in there, too. All right. Half of the fun is the next day talking about our favorite moments.
I know. So, before we get to that.
Sure.
We just heard Florida Georgia Line. They performed for the first time with Bebe Rexha on stage since that song Meant to Be blew up the world.
That was a huge production that they put on.
It was a huge production, for sure.
You can't just buy those white suits anywhere, you know. The Brothers Osborne, I think we all agree that there's just something so special about their acceptance speech.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so they won for Vocal Duo of the Year.
Oh, no, God.
I don't know why we keep winning this.
If this was in Florida, there would definitely be a recount.
I want to say, I thought this was going to go to Dan and Shay. Make some noise for those boys. They're so incredible. They've had an amazing year. We're lucky to know them. I think if I want to say anything, if I could say anything to the whole world, I grew up a total nerd in my bedroom by myself playing guitar, and I stuck with it for a very long damn time. And if you stick with it for a long time, you can do it too. Just work hard, be diligent, be good to people, and this can be yours as well. We love y'all. Thank you so much.
Thanks to the fans.
Thank
you. Yay. This is just why countries are great, you know?
I know.
And then the performance with Dierks.
Oh.
A little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am.
VMAs last night were just out of control. That was such a great song, such a great performance. Truly.
The whole show.
Why not go back and watch it again?
I know. I feel like we've gotten calls about just about every performance saying that it was their favorite. So there really was something for everyone. You could not be disappointed watching the CMAs.
Five-star night.